Joe Biden, Kamala Harris vow to fight on in presidential race despite debate disaster. By Hannah Knudsen on July 3, 2024. President Joe Biden is vowing to fight on in the presidential race following his disastrous debate performance, which sent Democrats into a spiral of panic, questioning his ability to forge on. According to reports from the Associated Press, both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attempted to calm nerves across their party by appearing on a call with campaign staff Wednesday, where they made it clear that they are in this fight for the long haul. The outlet, citing three sources, described the phone call as a pep talk of sorts, where they were stressing the stakes of the election and returning to Biden's previous post-debates comments that when he gets knocked down, he gets back up and still plans to win the election. One individual on the call claimed Biden made his intentions abundantly clear, stating, "Let me say this as clearly as I possibly can, as simply and straightforward as I can. I'm running, no one's pushing me out. I'm not leaving. I'm in this race to the end and we're going to win." The so-called pep talk follows days of widespread panic among Democrats and their media allies, which kicked off, quite literally, right when Thursday night's debate ended. The CNN panel reacting to the debate quickly admitted that it was an extremely poor showing for the 81-year-old Democrat, who had to be walked off the stage by his wife, First Lady Jill Biden. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. The debate was hallmarked by Biden oftentimes looking confused, failing to run out the time on his clock, repeating the phrase "the idea" over two dozen times, resurrecting debunked Democrat talking points, including the "very fine people" hoax, and experiencing a freeze just minutes into the debate. Related, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. Internal polling from Biden's own super PAC, leaked after the debate, sparked further panic, as it showed Trump not only expanding his lead in key swing states, but also closing in on Biden in traditionally blue states, including Minnesota. In other words, post-debate, Biden is hemorrhaging support. Despite polling showing that roughly one-third of Democrats and Democrat leaners want Biden to drop out, the Biden campaign is now seeing more public support from big-name Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., the latter of whom left his state to stand with Biden at the White House at a Democratic governor's meeting, despite an ongoing wildfire emergency. Similarly, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., also left her state to show support for the president and attend the meeting, skipping out on a fallen police officer's funeral held Wednesday.